I believe that there may still be some old growth forests that can be and are being logged right now. And again, I believe that the permitting processes are clear enough and careful enough that it can be done. I don't think that we're overlogging at this point, but I know that we're in transition now to be logging young growth, new growth, and that process will happen. But I think what's being done now is sustainable.
All right, thank you. Mr. Christ Tompkins, what is your position on logging old growth forests in Alaska?
I'm supportive of a transition and a diversified timber industry in Southeast Alaska, and there are a number of personal examples that come to mind that exemplify to me what that means and what the future of this region can look like. One of my closer friends in Juneau, actually a staffer for a Republican legislator for Kodiak, has started a business called Northern Edge Craftworks, and he takes individual logs that are harvested primarily by Wes Tyler over in Hoonit Icy Strait Lumber and turns them into these beautiful live edge tables and really works of art. And that's an example of value added industry in this region that creates job and creates vastly more value for our natural resources. And old growth is a relatively non-renewable resource in terms of the hundreds of years that we're talking about, but creates maximum value for that relatively finite resource in a way that I think makes a lot of economic sense for the region. And so prioritizing our management of that resource, albeit it's mostly federal, not entirely, makes a lot of sense to me. And Wes Tyler and what he's doing in Hoonit is also an example of a small-scale mill and operator that creates a lot of local jobs in a rural community. Same thing is happening in Thorne Bay and in Craig as well. But broadly speaking, on a much bigger level, I think the transition the Forest Service is endeavoring is largely necessary. Timeline, specifics, millions of board feet, I haven't gotten into those minutiae, again, largely because it's a federal issue and there's a lot of fish to fry on the state issue. But I think a diversified industry and one that tries to maximize value for our resources makes a lot of sense and creates a lot more jobs for Southeast Alaskans.